my friends, and this is Coach Lori Lee coming to you from Maui, Hawaii. I want to say thank you so much for joining my podcast. And in the end, if you find value in this podcast, please go ahead and subscribe and share it with your friends. And so let's get into it. My name is Lori Lee, and I am passionate about helping others get peace of mind, personal growth, and confidence in their mornings. And one of the things that I'll be going over today is how to get unstuck. I've got three great helpful tips for you that you can get unstuck in your mornings, and it's really going to overflow into your overall day and your life and getting the results that you want. And if you follow this, in a matter of 4 weeks, you'll be able to have more improvement in your personal growth. So, without further ado, let's get going. And one of the tips that I want to share with you today is letting it go. If you're in a funk, a slump, and you've been stuck for some time in personal growth, then you're going to want to practice the art of letting go. And this can sometimes feel or seem easier said than done. Because if you have emotional attachments, physical attachments, things like that, you're going to have a difficult time of letting go and deciphering, you know, should you keep it around? Should you, you know, donate it? Or should you just discard it and trash it because it's not serving your purpose? And so one of the things about letting it go, and this is important for personal growth, is that we carry around a lot of clutter in our mindset, our emotions, spiritual and physical. And if you right now are focusing on personal growth or business development, then you'll want to take a look at your mental inventory. Are you carrying around unforgiveness? Are you carrying around stress, anxiety, lack of peace of mind in your life, lack of confidence in your life? Then letting it go is going to be a great focus for you. And sometimes it is hard to let go of unforgiveness. So here's an exercise for you that you can try. Grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down on as many sheets of paper that you need, going back to a time when you can recall someone hurting you, someone abandoning you, someone treating you in a way that you did not feel right, and it's bothered you for some time. This is so important to do, to practice this, because with that you can find forgiveness not only for those that have hurt you, but forgiveness for yourself. Offering grace to yourself, being kind to yourself. And sometimes we're carrying around the unforgiveness, the seed of unforgiveness that has sprouted up into your life and has caused grief, anxiety, anger, built up resentments, and things like that, that are detriment not only to our mindset, but our health. So letting it go is so important. You will feel relief. You might feel relief right after you complete this exercise. And what I did with mine in my past and my letters is I've actually lit it on fire over the kitchen sink, burnt it, and discarded it, of course. And it was powerful because it allowed me to start fresh and move on. And I didn't have to be consumed in my thinking about, oh, you know, this happened in my past and now it's creeping back up into my present, or will end up creeping back 5 years later into my future. And be as it so, we have to guard our heart and our mind, because with that, habits do reform and resurface, and our thinking can be just that. So we have to learn to reframe our thinking. And one of the things is to let it go. Number two is, I want you to think of a time where you were at your worst and you felt like there was no resolution. There was absolutely no way out of it, but yet here you are in your present and you made it. Did you ever stop and give a moment's thought to how far you've actually come? If you haven't, I want you to be proud of yourself for making it to this moment, because you had a choice and you decided to carry on, move forward. One of the things about thinking back of a time is the ability to move some clutter out, move the distractions out, focus in on your goals, focus in on creating a better lifestyle for yourself. While sometimes for others, it's very difficult to even see past their seasons of that they're in. And so some seasons that they're in will last longer. And it's so difficult. And unfortunately, people carry those things with them the rest of their life and never really releasing it. And it's so detrimental. It's like carrying a backpack full of weight that you don't have to carry. And while it not be your fault, as so, we carry around so much things in our life that are really not our fault. And I want you to just commend yourself for making it this far. But I want you to think back of a time where you were in your hardest seasons of your life. You were playing the hardest seasons of your life and you made it through. Think of maybe even how you made it through. And this will encourage you deeply. And sometimes it just takes a moment to pause and think about and reflect on how far you've come. Take inventory of our mindset and think about how far you've come. And so one of the great exercises that I love to do is journaling and taking a moment out for myself, wherever moments of the day that I can either journal or doodle, if you will, or in a creative state, just get into that moment where I can just be in gratitude, just to be thankful to make it to where I am today. So I want to encourage you to try it. And number three, self-care. We need to take care of ourselves, whether it is doing something new, going out to coffee with a friend, taking up a movie, doing something for yourself, journaling, working out, exercising, planning a new goal that you'd like to reach. Wouldn't it be great to feel like you're on top of the world because you made a choice to level up your standards of living? You chose to level up your results in your daily walk and in being significant in the circle that you're at, whatever friends you have, whatever influences you have, to personally grow. It will overflow into everything you do. And self-care is one of those great ways to motivate, inspire, and jumpstart your way to a healthy goal and getting results. So let me summarize. Number one is letting go. Number two, think back of a time where you thought you were at your worst and you were at your worst and how you got through it. And number three, self-care. Now, these three things, if you choose just one of these things and choose to focus on it like you've never focused before, removing those distractions, removing the doubt, focusing on peace of mind, focusing on personal growth, you will become more confident. And in 4 weeks, you will have results. If you choose to focus on all three of these at the same time, I commend you. But do not get overwhelmed. So for the next 4 weeks, I want you to focus like never before on one of these goals. If you find yourself getting doubtful, if you find yourself getting distracted, quickly pull yourself back in and say to yourself, this is the goal that you have. I'm going to focus. I'm going to remove the distractions. You might want to take up journaling in these next 4 weeks. So that's it, my friends. Thank you for joining me. Make sure to subscribe and share if you find this type of content of value. And stay tuned for more. And like I always say, make it a great day.